The Council of European Bishops Conferences concluded its annual plenary assembly on Sunday in St. Gallen, Switzerland. At the end of their work, the participants issued a statement saying, "Christians feel their responsibility as citizens and are endowed with a heritage of truth that has been proven by 2,000 years of service, goodness and civilization." Among the participants were the Archbishop of Armagh, Primate of All Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady, and the Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols. They spoke to Mario Galgano about the state of Christianity in Europe.
My name is Cardinal Sean Brady, Archbishop of Armagh in Ireland.
Archbishop Vincent Nichols from Westminster in London.
So we start this discussion about the crisis here in Europe.
Well, what struck me here over these 2 days is that there's a commonality of the problem. It's much the same problems address every confront each one of us. The problem of finding a place for religion in the modern public square. There are various... we've tried a lot of isms, materialism, capitalism. They all seem to have failed. So I think the problem is to once more get a new beginning for Christianity, religion, and to get the missionary spirit of St. Gall.
Well, I think that's right, and in one of the ways that need shows up most of all is in the discussion of the values that we want to live by. There was a phone-in programme on the BBC recently about abortion and handicapped children, and one woman actually rang in and said, maybe we've got something to learn from cats, because they will drop the smallest in the litter and not bother whether it lives or not, because it's going to be weak. And maybe, you know, we can learn from that. And I couldn't help saying, how many cats are going to telephone and join in this conversation? So there's a kind of lack of principle and thinking in the way that much popular conversation goes on.
As a friend of mine says, we're not taking enough account of the other gods, the god of war, the god of competition, which distract us from the concerns which we should have to give reasons for the hope we have in the God we believe in.
You know, I don't think we should be too pessimistic, though, because I was very privileged to be in Ireland for the Eucharistic Congress, and what you saw there was a silent voice finding its voice, a kind of a real emergence from all the difficulties that the Church has faced in Ireland, of the voice of the people who want to live this faith and want to show it. And I think the visit of Pope Benedict to Britain showed the same thing. We had small, noisy protests against the Pope's visit, but huge, 200,000 people on the streets of London to welcome him warmly. So we can pay all our attention to the noisy ones or give more attention to those who want to live their faith. And they're very many.
Yes, I was immensely heartened by the visit of the Holy Father to Edinburgh, then to Scotland, then to England, a joyous occasion. And the same way, on a lesser extent, when we celebrate the Eucharistic Congress that Archbishop Vincent has spoken of, the ordinary people, when they were told about it, rose up in their own way throughout the parishes of Ireland, and then eventually at the final Mass, the Statue Orbis in Croke Park, where there were about 70,000 people. And we were very heartened to find the response from people from other nations. Over more than 100 nations were represented there, mainly by our closest neighbours, of course. But it was a way of people coming to express their gratitude for the gift of faith, which somehow they had received, and they see the Eucharist as central to that faith.
I think, too, this year of faith is going to be very important. And one of the points the Holy Father has made is that it can be a year in which we refresh our charitable activity. Now, one of the themes of this meeting has been that the financial economic crisis and the difficulties that families and youngsters face right across Europe. And I think there is an opportunity for us to begin to become more neighbourly, to understand that, if you like, that the principle of subsidiarity isn't just to do with states, it's to do with us helping each other, neighbours in the street, through the parishes. And I think there's a lot of potential there for us to show the practice of our faith, not necessarily through big organizations, but through small initiatives, and in that sense, gain the credibility for the fundamental gospel.
And in that same line, we had a dramatic appeal before lunch from Bosnia-Herzegovina, the Bishop of Banja Luka, appealing to us to take account of the dramatic critical situation in which they find themselves, and then somehow find means of expressing our solidarity and our care for them and helping them.
I think too, I've been fascinated by the European Citizens Initiative, whereby the European Union is willing now to give attention to initiatives that gain over 1 million signatures. Now, I think that could be very important in the next year. And it was lovely to hear the Italian initiative, Una di Noi, which would demand attention from the European institutions to the value of human life from conception. And that is something I certainly am going to take home and see ways in which we can't play our full part in, as it were, making again the voice of people with their convictions about the value of human life, bring it to the attention of a political elite who seem to want to act off their own initiatives and not according to the a strongly felt principle among people.
Yes, I think we need to make known our views to the politicians who represent us, but also, in a sense, catechize and articulate the arguments for the same case, because we know a lot of them are well disposed, but sometimes they are overrun by very controversial and critical interpreters who put the opposite opinion to them.
Thank you very much.